KQED.
The new Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court has been on the job 1 month today. But already she's handling several hot-button issues. Our own Scott Schaefer sat down with the new chief Tuesday and files this report.
The first thing you notice about Tani Kantil-Saka-Uwe is just how different she seems from her predecessor, Ronald George.
And I've come here new and the youngest and the least experienced, and they've been the most gracious and the most welcoming. And the beauty is when I don't know something, I just ask, and they tell me.
As the first Filipina-American and the second female chief justice in California, Kantil-Saka-Uwe knows she represents something courts don't like, change.
There was great concern and reservation about me coming. And in fact, I sat down at one meeting around a table of folks, and the first thing, the question was, what are you going to change?
One thing she's already changing is the use of technology. Her preferred form of communication seems to be texting.
I ask people to text me, and they have to really be careful how many words they use because they can't get it all in there, and they start making mistakes, so I get very pithy comments, which I appreciate.
Kantil-Saka-Uwe is the daughter of farm workers, a Filipino mother, and a Filipino-Portuguese father born in Hawaii. Much was made of her family heritage when Governor Schwarzenegger nominated her last year, something that seems to evoke complicated feelings, pride, but also caution. She says every judge sees issues through the lens of their personal experiences, but she insists she can separate her personal feelings from the facts of a case.
I know when I have a personal reaction to something, I know when I have an emotional reaction, and I know when I don't, and I know when I shouldn't. So I don't think it'll affect how I decide things. It probably will affect my discussion of those facts with other people.
California's 28th Chief Justice has had a very eventful start to her first term. On her second day in office, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unexpectedly asked the state Supreme Court to weigh in on a critical question regarding Proposition 8 and same-sex marriage. Then, 2 days later, the court's only Latino member, Justice Carlos Moreno, announced he was retiring.
It's sad that Carlos is leaving. It makes everyone feel a little fragile and a little worried about the future because, again, it's a major change, especially after me coming on.
The chief says courts benefit from diversity, adding it would be helpful if Governor Brown appoints another Hispanic judge to replace Moreno. She'll have a chance to tell him that directly tomorrow at their first face-to-face meeting. One thing she's sure to focus on, her concern about state budget cuts.
A $200 million cut for fiscal year 11-12. You know, if you continue to chip away at the courts, to me, at some point, it becomes a civil rights issue with access to the courts.
Kantil-Saka-Uwe worked for former Governor George Duke Majan, who later appointed her to the municipal court in Sacramento. She's a lifelong Republican, but says she shares the concerns of some who say the party has grown too conservative.
But I consider myself a very moderate Republican. I'm not a one-issue or a two-issue person. So I still pick and choose my issues, how I vote. I'm not a party line, check the box on the right side.
That kind of middle course may put the Chief Justice in sync with a state Supreme Court whose reputation is cautious and moderate, but somewhat liberal on social issues. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.